for me, those are really essential ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Connection to nature, connection to self, connection to community, and to spirit.
Hi, welcome to Resonate, conversations and life lessons from Rancho La Puerta. I'm your host, Barry. I've been very excited about today's podcast because it's going to be done from the residence at Rancho La Puerta. And my very special guest today is Sarah Olivia Brightwood. Sarah started at the ranch when she was 3 days old. Her father, Professor Edmund Zeke, and her mom, Deborah, landed here in 1940 when they started the ranch. Sarah grew up here, and after going to school and studying landscape architecture, she came back and she redesigned the ranch. So her vision is the buildings, the flow, and the gardens of the ranch. And what's great is that same vision and passion is now evident at the residence. So I'm looking forward to today's podcast. And if you have the opportunity to watch this podcast, there's some beautiful views and you'll get to see what some of the houses look like. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Barry. It's a pleasure.
I've been looking forward to this conversation for a while. We're at one of the residence homes here at the residence at Rancho La Puerta. And it's beautiful, beautiful setting. It's beautiful. So this is you designed this as a wellness community?
Our entire focus in creating this community was for healing and for connection.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to put people in direct relationship to nature. So we're here very close to the mountain and surrounded by wild land because nature connection is really essential for well-being and connection to self.
Mm-hmm.
So these homes are designed for quiet and for privacy when you need it, for plenty of opportunities for self-expression mm-hmm. and exploration and connection to other people, to community.
Right.
So for me, those are really essential ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Connection to nature, connection to self, connection to community mm-hmm. and to spirit.
Right. And there's a lot of research showing that being in nature is good for your health and being in community is good because loneliness is now detrimental to our health.
Absolutely. And the ranch does community so well, so we're bringing that skill set forward.
Right.
And for 85 years, we've been creating healing opportunities for people. So we'll have a lot of facilities for exercise and for fitness, food coming from the organic farm.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the elements that are part of a ranch day will be part of the wellness community here.
And it's mentioning the ranch. The ranch has been doing wellness for 85 years before wellness was even a word that people recognized. So it feels like a very natural extension to have the residents to be a wellness community here.
Yeah. And where once our ideas were really outside of the mainstream, mm-hmm. I think an idea of holistic health mm-hmm. is now very natural and understood that it matters how you live, mm-hmm. what your lifestyle is, who you're with. That this is a pedestrian community and mm-hmm. people will be doing lots of walking. It matters what you eat.
And the average guest has a wellness journey that lasts about 7 days, but this is a way that a guest can have a wellness experience that lasts their entire lifetime, right?
That's right.
Which is beautiful. So when did this project start and what was the catalyst to start it?
Well, for many years, we've had guests that have asked us to create a place mm-hmm. where they can live the ranch lifestyle year-round. Mm-hmm. So that idea was planted a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
and it felt like the right moment for us mm-hmm. because there was a lot more people traveling to Mexico and choosing mm-hmm. to live in Mexico mm-hmm. to retire here. And at the same time, since COVID, wellness became a real focus.
Right.
And you know that after COVID, we have more men coming to the ranch.
Right, right.
And so it's been top of mind for people really since COVID to invest in their health. And longevity is a big important theme now as well. For me, I don't think about longevity so much. I think about health span.
Right.
I want to be healthy until I die.
And I think that's the kind of person this residence would attract. Right?
Yeah, that's right. And also the people here are very community-minded. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things right. about the ranch as the friendly spa and the place where you connect mm-hmm. and make friends. So people that have moved here, they share their mm-hmm. homes with each other. They have parties and gatherings and right. support each other in so many ways.
So one of the great things about this is building a community is that there, people have places to gather and things to do and common interests. What are some of the amenities that will be here?
So there's a village center uh-huh. and it has a junior Olympic pool, a multi-purpose room which will serve for Pilates and yoga and dance classes. Mm-hmm. There's a gym. There's an arts and crafts room and a games room.
Right.
So lots of places for people to gather. There will be a gazebo, familiar elements mm-hmm. From ranch guests that know the way mm-hmm. the ranch mm-hmm. Creates community through activities.
Right.
So lots of opportunity for that. There will be a dog park. Mm-hmm. Now that's very different right. from the ranch. People that live here get right. to have kids and dogs.
Right.
And so there are going to be opportunities for guests to hike
right.
and use the hiking trails from the ranch. So many of the lifestyle choices that people appreciate about the ranch are right. also available here. And the village center will have a juice bar in phase one and then a farm-to-table restaurant in phase two.
Right.
There will also be a community garden so right. people can grow food together.
Right. So Sarah, we're here in one of the homes and we're in the kitchen, which is an area that is so important, I know, to the ranch, because we have an organic garden and farm to table is very important and food is very important. I know that your mom has said that the day that they arrived here in 1940, they started an organic garden.
That's right. That's right. And I studied organic gardening in mm-hmm. England. And for me, the first thing I did for the ranch as an adult, when I came back from my college years and my early work experience, was to start the organic mm-hmm. farm. So we wanted these kitchens to really be a joy to cook mm-hmm. in and to be the place where people gathered. Mm-hmm. And that's what's been happening. Right. I've been invited into so many kitchens for conversation, and homeowners are having parties and potlucks mm-hmm. and gatherings on their mm-hmm. patios. And it's been remarkable to me how quickly it's felt like a community.
Right. Yeah. I, too, have been invited to many kitchens for dinners and meals, and it's been beautiful. And I know that food is really important and eating healthy and organic food. So how is that incorporated into this residence?
Well, since these homes are really focused on wellness, a healthy built environment, lots mm-hmm. of movement and walking, mm-hmm. All the pickleball, tennis court, the pools, the exercise mm-hmm. classes that people will have. Wellness and longevity are so important. And mm-hmm. food is a cornerstone,
right.
a good diet. And so we'll have a juice bar in phase two. We'll have a farm-to-table restaurant. Mm. And the organic farm will also deliver food boxes. Once there are enough people living mm-hmm. here, you'll have an opportunity to sign up to have a box of seasonal, freshly harvested food from the farm.
Oh, that's wonderful. And there will even be a community garden here. Is that true?
Yes, and there'll be a community garden here. That's... So everyone that wants to have the experience mm-hmm. of growing and harvesting mm-hmm. their own food will have mm-hmm. an opportunity.
Right. And I know I've learned recently a lot that, you know, food as medicine, and that longevity, what you put into your body, is so important to how you live your life and how healthy you are.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think another component that we really experience in the kitchen mm-hmm. is community.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most important thing about the residences is mm-hmm. having this like-minded community that mm-hmm. really gathers mm-hmm. and shares. And there's so much separation and loneliness in the United mm-hmm. States. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the epidemic of loneliness. Mm-hmm. So this is really an antidote to that.
Mm-hmm.
Being part of a community that's devoted to sharing and healing right. and both intimacy and privacy when you want it.
And I think it's kind of a lost thing. Even with just individual families, they don't cook together, they don't eat together, nor do friends. And you're right, it creates community and time for people to share. And I know that you've referenced the word, and I've heard you talk about it before, that you're not creating a group of houses, you're creating a village. What does a village mean to you?
Oh, when I was a child, the ranch was totally a village. Mm-hmm. I was raised by the village, just like your daughter was. Mm-hmm. And just a sense of looking out for each other, mm-hmm. and really cultivating that sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. And because there will be so many community spaces, I'm sure that the magic that happens at the ranch, where people make lifelong friends just from one visit.
Right.
What's happened here is the 25 residents that have delivered homes have made lots of friends, mm-hmm. With the other residents. And that's really happened very quickly.
Right. I know personally I've been invited to lots of gatherings by residents where all the residents are together on someone's patio or in someone's house having a dinner, and it feels beautiful. You are also, you're studying landscape architecture and you're an artist. And I've always tell everyone that I think you're a steward or champion for the environment. And that is obvious in the design of this residence. So tell me how some, because you did that at the ranch after school, and it feels like you've been doing that here too. How do you bring those elements in?
Yeah, so the ranch didn't have much by way of gardens when I was growing up. When I studied landscape architecture and traveled extensively, one of the things that I saw was the opportunity to bring the richness of Mediterranean landscapes mm-hmm. to the ranch and to work with the wildland. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the things that makes the ranch gardens unique is how beautifully they harmonize with the natural environment. Mm-hmm. So we're doing the same thing here. Right. We're bringing and using all of the boulders in the landscape. Mm-hmm. We're respecting the topography. You're not going to see a huge area that's been flattened for construction that houses that really flow with the contours of the land. This is gently rolling hills.
Right.
And that's one of the lovely qualities of this place.
I know that when I walk around the residence, it feels like the houses have fit into the environment and into what was already here in the natural landscape, which is beautiful and something you don't see very often. And something else that when we were talking about community earlier, because I don't know, for me, I live in towns and I don't even know my neighbors. And you can live 10 years and not know who lives next door to you. And this is such a different feel.
Absolutely.
Which is what the goal of having a community, right? So what would, if a person moves in here, what would you want a homeowner to feel the first morning they woke up at their new house?
Well, for one thing, we celebrate the delivery of their home. Mm-hmm. So one of the first things that happens is a party. Mm-hmm. And all of the people that worked on their house mm-hmm. line up, the homeowner arrives at mm-hmm. their home. They name their own homes.
Right.
So they reveal the name of their home, and then we have a party. So the first moment that the house is yours, it's honored by the whole community. Mm-hmm. The other homeowners come and also witness the delivery. And that's just really symbolic of what the feeling is of homecoming and of being welcome.
Right.
I think most of the homeowners, what they feel is the peace and quiet and the spaciousness and the connection to nature.
Right.
I think that moment where you take your cup of tea or your cup of coffee to your patio and watch the sun come up and feel the mountain sort of wake up and all of the birds start singing, I think that's the magical moment where you really arrive.
So, Sarah, we're sitting here at the patio of a beautiful home you said we just delivered?
That's right. We have 10 homes under construction, and this one was delivered last month. I love this house because of the view.
This view
is just remarkable. You see all of the oak groves and the creek down below, and then the full expanse of the mountain.
It's gorgeous. And I find this is a beautiful fire pit, but we're in February, the middle of February, and it's too hot to have a fire pit.
It's way too warm to have
a beautiful.
Fire right now.
It's the weather is just amazing. And this back patio is beautiful because there's a hot tub. There's lots of places to sit. And the views are expansive and gorgeous.
There's an outdoor kitchen and a dining table, a covered area, lots of open space.
Right. It's beautiful. Yeah. I would live here for sure. So this view is amazing because this is Mount Kuchma, right? It's expansive, beautiful. What's special about this mountain?
I've grown up at the foot of this mountain. When I was a child, it was full of magic because of the huge boulders and all of the birds and all of the wildlife. But as I studied more about the mountain, it has become highly respected and honored and written about as a sacred mountain. Mm-hmm. It's the center of the Kumeyaay Range. The mountain is the holiest place for the Kumeyaay First Nations. And it's the tallest mountain in this part of the Peninsular Range. And only the initiated shaman were allowed to go to the top of the mountain because its healing powers were so strong. Mm-hmm. The young boys who were going to be initiated would do their vision quests on this mountain. Mm-hmm. So when I was a girl, we didn't know any of those mm-hmm. things. We really just loved to hang out mm-hmm. on the mountain, ride horses up there, and play just like your daughter did when she was little. But as I've come to know many of the indigenous leaders in the area, they bring people to the energy of the mountain to be healed. So the mountain is recognized as the most powerful healing medicine that they have. It is an honor to be here. And we have preserved as much of the mountain as we can. We have 2,000 acres in a mm-hmm. conservation easement, another 1,000 acres that we want to incorporate into the conservation easement. Right.
Another thing that's interesting is to how close we are to the United States, because you can see a little road up there close to the top of the mountain. That's the international border, right?
Yeah. And the peak of the mountain, which is at 3,800 feet, mm-hmm. is on the United States side. It's called Tecate Peak mm-hmm. on the maps.
It's awesome. I know your mom has jokingly said that she thinks the mountain was lonely and it needed people to run around at the bottom, and that's why the ranch started here.
You know, that's true of a lot of creation myths. They say that the gods were lonely and they created human beings to entertain them.
Wow, that's awesome. And so the ranch in almost 86 years now has a community with Tecate. We have almost 500 employees from Tecate, and we have a big presence in the community, and the residents will do the same thing.
We've had a resident who has taken the initiative to create a giving circle mm-hmm. called 100 Who Care.
Wow.
And a lot of residents, whether they have delivered homes or not, have already participated mm-hmm. and are part of the giving circle. And we have had now two cycles, and there's another one coming up mm-hmm. in May. So twice a year, three organizations mm-hmm. from the community do a presentation. Mm-hmm. And then everyone that's part of the giving circle decides who's the winner for that particular round. Okay. So we've been able to already support small and medium-sized community projects. Mm-hmm. And then because of Fundacion and all the work that mm-hmm. Rancho La Puerta does in the community, everybody has the opportunity to volunteer at our events. Mm-hmm. And Barbara Abrams, who was our nurse mm-hmm. and leads a lot of the hikes, she's our liaison mm-hmm. to Fundacion. And so we have this very rich opportunity for volunteerism, mm-hmm. People who really want to engage and bring their skill set. Mm-hmm. We have psychologists working with trafficked girls mm-hmm. in one of the projects that we support, mm-hmm. which is a shelter for mm-hmm. trafficked girls. And so, I mean, remarkable skill set within our mm-hmm. Existing resident community and incoming mm-hmm. residents that want to really offer their skills.
Right. And I think that's one of the keys to longevity and having a healthy, longer life is finding a way to give back. Yes. This is a community that has lots of opportunities for that as well.
And to have purpose.
And purpose, exactly. So another thing that's very unique about the residents here is that our proximity to the United States. We're literally like 3 miles from the border.
That's right. And so people can be living in Mexico but have access to the U.S. if they wish. Mm-hmm. So we're about 20 minutes, half an hour away from San Diego, shopping centers and medical and that sort of thing.
Right.
But really, the richness of being here is the Tecate community.
Right.
Yeah. Tecate is a pueblo mágico. Mm-hmm. That means a magical town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pueblo mágico because of its rich culinary mm-hmm. traditions. There are great restaurants mm-hmm. in Tecate because of the indigenous community, mm-hmm. because of Rancho La Puerta, mm-hmm. because of the brewery. And Tecate is known for fitness right. and wellness.
Right.
There are lots of running and hiking clubs, and we have marathons and half marathons mm-hmm. in the community. The mountain as well, the fact mm-hmm. that we're at the foot of a sacred mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mountain that is on the BLM's national, it's a national monument mm-hmm. on the national registry of the BLM mm-hmm. for protection. So Mount Cuchuma is a really important mm-hmm. part right. of who we are.
And even Tecate even has a vegan restaurant, which is wonderful.
Yes.
And some yes. amazing restaurants now. We're also close to the Valle de Guadalupe, right? Which is the wine country, which has become very popular.
Yeah, the Valle de Guadalupe is sort of the happening place in Baja.
Right.
It's Mexico's Napa or Sonoma.
Right.
Lots of wineries and places to stay and festivals, especially around the vendimia, the harvest
right.
Time. So if you really want to explore this mm-hmm. region,
right.
there's Ensenada,
right.
which is a coastal town, mm-hmm. and there are some lovely beaches near mm-hmm. Ensenada, and also the Valle de Guadalupe.
Right.
And if you go east of here,
mm-hmm.
you go up into the juniper pine scrub,
mm-hmm.
Higher, 6,000 mm-hmm. foot elevation, and there are prehistoric cave paintings there, mm-hmm. Vallecitos. Yeah. That's another reason why Tecate right. is a pueblo mágico. Right.
So here are some of the basics about the residents at Rancho La Puerta. The ranch sits on 4,000 acres, but 148 of those acres are dedicated to the residents at Rancho La Puerta. When the project is complete, there will be 135 homes. 50% of those homes are sold, and the community is already thriving there. Ownership comes in two different options. You could have full ownership, or you could have a shared ownership, which is a fractional ownership. So if you want to learn more about the residents at Rancho La Puerta, go to our website, residents@rancholapuerta.com, and get in contact with us.
Hi, I'm Gail from Seattle. The Residences at Rancho La Puerta is the most magical place I have ever lived. My first visit to the ranch was 25 years ago, and even from that first visit, I knew this place was rare and restorative. When we first considered the residences, what drew us wasn't just the beautiful homes, but the idea of living in a real community at the base of Mount Cuchuma. Life here is simple and joyful. You can hike in the morning, have a meal with neighbors, or just sit on the patio enjoying the views.
I hope you're enjoying today's podcast as much as I am. To learn more about our wonderful presenters and exciting weeks coming up at the ranch, go to rancholapuerta.com and check out our events calendar. Make sure to mention the podcast when making your reservation to take advantage of a special offer. Some restrictions may apply. So what are some of the cultural events that happen in Tecate?
So one of the special things about being in Mexico is the cultural events are always very colorful,
right.
lots of food, lots of music.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the highlight of the year here in Tecate is Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Fundación La Puerta started out with mm-hmm. a small festival
mm-hmm.
at the beautiful park that we created for the community, and it's grown and grown over mm-hmm. the years. So for 25 years, Tecate has had this magical experience mm-hmm. of everybody gathering together to honor their loved ones. And if anybody has been to a Day of the Dead party in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
you can just multiply this
mm-hmm.
10,000-fold. Parades in the street and wonderful performances mm-hmm. in the town center and at Fundación. At Parque del Profesor, there are altars mm. laid out throughout the park. There are art exhibits. Mm. And the Day of the Dead holds a really special place mm-hmm. in Mexican culture. It's one of those pre-Columbian ideas mm-hmm. that really stayed mm-hmm. despite the colonial mm-hmm. transformation of Mexico. And there's a quality of community mm-hmm. where you're all together recognizing mm-hmm. that this is the moment in the year where the spirits of the dead can mm-hmm. come and visit. Mm-hmm. And instead of being afraid of them or making them ghoulish, mm-hmm. you talk to them, you tell stories, right. you cook their favorite foods, you make mm-hmm. altars in your homes, right. and you celebrate.
Right. Yeah. The Mexican culture is very celebratory in general, right? And very family-oriented and loving that way, too.
Yeah.
That's one of the wonderful things about being at the ranch.
Do you remember with the turn of the millennium, Y2K?
Mm-hmm, of course.
So in Mexico, they
barely, because I'm so young. Yeah.
In Mexico, they were saying, you know, the U.S. doesn't know how to celebrate anything. They don't know how right. to have a party or right. be excited about the mm-hmm. millennium. They have to turn it into something that's full of fear and concern that right. all of our systems are going to break down. And so yeah. in Mexico, the millennium was an opportunity right. to really gather and celebrate.
Yeah, it's a different way of looking at things, you know, finding the positive, the upside, right? So as a resident, how are you connected to the ranch? Is there a connection? And what will be the shared things?
Yeah, so as a resident, you'll have access to the hiking trails. That's mm-hmm. super important. Right. That's one of the favorite things that people mm-hmm. That our guests love about the ranch. And you'll have day passes that you can use. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to manage the numbers of people that come to the ranch mm-hmm. So that our ranch guests are going to have access to classes. Mm-hmm. But we are going to have an ability to first come and first serve mm-hmm. basis, receive residents mm-hmm. To the ranch, so you'll pay for day passes and you will be able to right. Engage in exercise classes. You can buy meal passes and have right. meals in the dining room.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, but we will be offering classes with the ranch instructors here, at least yeah. 3 classes a day, and there'll be pickleball and tennis and all the activities that they have at the ranch. Anyways.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention the pickleball and tennis class.
Yeah, well, so, you can't forget pickleball these days.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yes, the Village Center will have lots of activities. Mm. And also, as I said, those times when the ranch isn't fully sold mm. out, there will be room for residents to experience the regular ranch program.
Right. So Sarah, now this is what one of the houses look like. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I've had so much fun bringing all of the plants we grow in our nursery yeah. to these gardens. Yeah. And we're in a Mediterranean climate. Right. There's a broad range of plants that grow here, and the native plants are so special. Mm. So this is a garden that has the native flat-top buckwheat, the eriogonum, the baccharis, this Cleveland sage, which is so fragrant. Mm-hmm. And at night, the perfume just fills the air.
Smells
and
so good.
We have bougainvillea. And right. it doesn't get much brighter than bougainvillea yeah. and tronadora, Tacoma stands. And the Tacoma attracts hummingbirds. And then the Cape honeysuckle, the orange flower, oh. also attracts hummingbirds. So one of the things that blending natives into the patios, mm-hmm. it brings the wildlife up close.
Right. Oh.
And we all are hungry for nature connection.
Yes.
So that's one of the things that we do at the ranch, and it's also one of the things that's special right. about the residences.
It seems like all this wildlife was already here. All this vegetation seemed like you built around it.
We did. We were preserving areas of native landscape wherever we can, and then we're right. bringing more color and seasonality in.
Right.
So the all of the patios are unique.
Mm-hmm.
They have different views. They're they have a different relationship to what's growing right. around them. So where we are now, these pepper trees, mm-hmm. Most houses don't have big mature trees. They're sacrificing some of the view of the mountain for the shade and the mm-hmm. presence of these big trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other houses that have very expansive views.
Right.
So every house, the garden is designed right. specifically for that house.
Right. I heard one time that you wanted each house to have a view of the mountain.
Well, where most houses do, everywhere yeah. that we can, because the mountain.
I can still see the mountain through the trees. So,
yeah, mostly for each house to have its own character. Mm-hmm. You know, people are, they name their own house.
Yeah, this that house has a name.
Part of it. Yeah, that house, El Gato Azul, is called the Blue Cat.
The Blue Cat, because there they owned a blue cat.
Yeah. So many different names that people have chosen. Las Tres Hermanas, the Three Sisters. Mm-hmm. Houses that speak to paradise and blue skies. So that's part of what makes this village special. People really feel a sense of belonging.
Right.
And when they receive their home, their finished home, everyone that worked on it is invited to a big party, and there's a big celebration.
Yes, I've been to one of those. Yeah. They're so fun.
Yeah, we have 25 delivered homes. Right. So we've had 25 opportunities to have everyone gather in a space that has been lovingly crafted and honor the owners and honor the people that also worked on the house.
So this project started in 2020, and then we had a little slowdown for a year and a half.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
But now we're building again, and so as when you came back to start the building, you started a fresh idea, and that's the Eco Village. Tell us about that.
Yeah, after the pause in construction, now we're currently building 10 homes. Right. We were able to incorporate all the learning from all of the people who had been living in delivered homes. And so they really told us what they felt could be improved. So now, as when we begin building new homes and go back to sales, we can incorporate all those lessons learned.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we have the opportunity to create a whole new product to offer, which is the Eco Village.
Mm-hmm.
So these will be smaller homes of 1,000 square foot, single-bedroom homes with a real focus on community. Mm-hmm. And there will be, the community gardens will be there. So there'll be agriculture, fruit trees, and a different kind of connection to the land, not just looking at the mountain, but actually really being able to engage with your hands in the soil.
So this will be a little separate village within the residence.
Well, it'll be part of the residence. And the residents will also participate in the community gardening. So it's not separate, but instead of having an individual home that has a hot tub and an outdoor shower and a fire pit, there will be a group of 10 homes that share a hot tub, an outdoor kitchen, and an outdoor shower. And so it will generate more community.
Right. Who do you see as a person, a resident that would want to be a part of the Eco Village?
I would say somebody that really cares about their health, that wants to have buildings that are even more natural and more earthy.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to use compressed earth blocks that are also called eco adobes that are made on site. So they're hyper local.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have more environmentally friendly technologies in those homes. And more opportunity for people to engage together.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, whereas these homes are like complete and you step in and everything is done, in the Eco Village, those outdoor spaces will be also shaped by the community.
Yeah, that's great. How many homes will be there?
32.
32 homes. Wonderful. So I know in the West and everywhere in the world, water's a problem, and we're doing some innovative ways to deal with our water concerns in this area.
Yes, that was a prerequisite to be able to create this community, especially to create a community with extensive gardens.
Right.
So some years ago, I began researching different kinds of water treatment facilities and wanting to find something that was biological and passive and zero waste.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really important component. So we started building a water treatment plant that is going to treat sewage from town, domestic sewage from town that's going directly into the river.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be using anaerobic biodigestion and wetlands and ozone to meet California standards for water reuse, and we'll be able to use that water on the landscape. The homes will be served by city water, potable water from the community. Mm-hmm. And there's water filtration in all the homes. We're also using nature-based solutions to capture and infiltrate rainwater. Mm-hmm. So the community will be very innovative in that regard. We're incorporating solar into all of the vehicle charging stations. Mm-hmm. So we're also having solar panels to provide backup power if there are power outages.
So, no, that's beautiful. And the fact that we're buying raw sewage from Tecate that they're not able to manage right now is a community service also.
That's right. And then when it rains and we don't need that water, we can return it to the river so we can also support the river ecosystem.
Right. Sarah, it's beautiful to sit here on this patio and look at this expansive beauty of the mountains and the landscape. But it's hard unless you're actually here. Because there's a way to feel it. You feel what's happening here. So we'd love to have people come to feel this.
That's right. And you know, it's true about the ranch as well. Mm-hmm. No matter how hard we work on our website, guests arrive and they say, I didn't imagine it was going to be like this. So that's true for the residences as well.
It's hard to put it into words.
Come and visit.
That's
the only way.
Come visit and see what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome, Dan.
I hope you enjoyed today's podcast as much as I did. I enjoyed seeing the residents through Sarah's eyes. Her vision, her artistic design, her love of nature, it all shows through in the residents. I never thought about living in an intentional community before. But I could see myself living here. This is a community that's based on wellness, where people care about their minds, bodies, and spirits. Everyone cares about the same things. They work out together. They socialize together. They do projects in the community together. It's a great place. And I hope that you'll come and see what the residents at Rancho La Puerta is.